A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to the crowds, "To what shall I compare the people of this generation? What are they like? They are like children who sit in the marketplace and call to one another. We played the flute for you, but you did not dance. We sang a dirge, but you did not weep. For John the Baptist came, neither eating food nor drinking wine, and you said, 'He's possessed by a demon.' The Son of Man came eating and drinking, and you said, 'Look, he's a glutton and a drunkard, a friend of tax collectors and sinners.' But wisdom is vindicated by all her children." The Gospel of the Lord. This is a gospel text, again, with which we are quite familiar. And the first thing that comes to mind, because it's such an obvious part of the text and of our experience, is how difficult it is to please people. As the saying goes, you're damned if you do, you're damned if you don't. And so, likewise here, Jesus is frustrated with the people. They're critical of John the Baptist. He's too ascetic. He's too withdrawn. On the other hand, the criticism of Jesus is, why does he go to the home and dine with sinners in the home of a tax collector? Why isn't he more ascetic? That kind of thing. So, which way to go? It is a question of finding balance, of course. But as I pondered the gospel text this time, after having heard it through the years so many different times, what struck me is how we are critical because we're often not appreciative that there are many different spiritual paths to God. I'm not talking here about different religious traditions, which it is also true to say they are distinct spiritual paths, but even within Catholic spirituality, there is not simply one way. It's not as if in our imitation of Christ that there are not a manifold ways in which we can all imitate Christ. So indeed, John the Baptist's vocation was his. It was unique, that to which God called him, and likewise Jesus. We can ponder and think for a moment that if indeed Jeremiah had been another Isaiah, there would never have been a Jeremiah. If Jesus had been another John the Baptizer, there wouldn't have been Jesus. If St. Ignatius indeed had been another St. Dominic or a St. Francis, there would not have been an Ignatius. So there is the need for us to appreciate the individuality within the universe of the ways in which God works within each of us. That to which God calls me, my spiritual path, how God works within me, what God asks of me, what witness I am called upon to give, what gifts have been given me, these are very much individualized within the overarching Christian path. So that all of us who are followers of Christ do not follow Christ in precisely the same way. We are all called to lives of balance, but what balance might be in my life may not manifest itself in precisely the same way in someone else's life. perhaps this is another reason why Jesus urges us so often not to judge. When we judge, we tend to hold ourselves up as a model against which everyone else is judged. But some may be called to a life that appears to another more worldly. Another may be called to a life of solitude. Certainly we are aware within the Catholic tradition of many spiritual traditions, but even within each of those, whether it be a monastic tradition, a Dominican tradition, traditions of lay spirituality that you might find in one part of the world or in one country or in another, that within all of these there still resides that value of individuality, that God treats each of us individually and works within each individual respectfully. And therefore, the challenging question is, how am I following Christ? Not to be critical of the way someone else may seem to be or not to be following Christ. I like this insight into the text as going beyond just the awareness of how difficult it is to please people, to please anyone, because the last verse of the gospel text, "But wisdom is vindicated by all her children." It's as if wisdom was made manifest in the path of John the Baptist. Wisdom is made manifest in the call of Jesus Christ. Wisdom will be made manifest in the disciples of Jesus, each of whose path would have been distinct. We need think only of James, of Peter, of Paul. And so wisdom is vindicated by all her children, made manifest in all of us if we are true to ourselves. And so the question I must ask is, am I being faithful to the ways in which God is at work within me?